Honey, now that I have you all cross-dressed and feminized in women's underwear and all chastised and locked up in that cock cage, I'm going to train you to be a complete cock-sucking little sissy. A total submissive little slut. No matter how long it takes, you will learn to love men. That's right. You are going to want and desire men. Real men. Not little sissies like you. But actual masculine and very superior men. I'm going to reprogram you to want to have sex with men. And to love their cocks in particular. You will soon be a complete and totally submissive little cocksucker. You will love men. You will crave and love their cocks. You will constantly think about how much you want to have a hard cock in your mouth, making it come and swallowing all the yummy cummy of a handsome real man. You will dream of musky hairy balls hanging in your face for you to tongue and kiss and worship. Imagine the yummy, sexy, musky smell of a real man's balls, and you licking and kissing and sucking and just totally worshiping those balls. Real, masculine balls, much bigger than your little nuts, and hairy and manly. What kind of man would like kissing and licking another man's balls? Only a submissive sissy would do that, and you will learn to love it. And not only balls, but men's asses, too. That's right. You will learn to love the complete submission of kissing and tonguing a real man's ass. Imagine the masculine scent of a muscular man's ass. And you, putting your face in there to kiss and worship it. Putting your face deep in and sticking out your little sissy tongue to lick and suck a handsome masculine man's ass. So degrading, but just what you need and deserve. It will make you so submissive. Imagine how you will feel if you not only submit to a real man's ass, but how it will feel when it excites you and you realize you like it, even love it. You will be so ashamed of yourself, so degraded, and so totally broken once you learn to love licking and kissing men's asses. You will learn to think of nothing but submitting yourself to men, wanting men, needing men, loving men, and you will learn to love men. But it doesn't stop there. No way. Not only will you learn to love men, you will want to suck as many cocks as you can. You are going to learn to not want pussy. After a while, you won't even want pussy. You will only want to have men, to love their cocks and balls and come. Oh, you look shocked and a bit doubtful. But I know I can train you, and it won't even take me that long. You're already looking like a girl, so you will soon be thinking like a girl. Your sexual fantasies will be all about men, not women. About cocks, not pussy. About men's balls, not women's cunts. And about men's hairy asses, not women's smooth and rounded butts. That's right, no more pussy, but all the cock you want. I know that it will be hard for you at first, but you will do exactly as I say. No argument and no disobedience, or you will be harshly punished. Sure, you will miss pussy. At least at first. You will wake up at night crying and wanting pussy. But with your little cock locked in that cage, pussy will not only be unavailable and denied to you, It will be impossible. No more pussy for you. But you'll still be able to have a sex life. It just won't be with women, and it won't include much in the way of pussy, but a lot in the way of yummy, handsome men's cocks, musky, hairy balls, and men's sexy asses. You'll learn to accept it, and then to love it. You won't be having sex with women anymore, unless you call licking a real man's cum out of my pussy. And after a real man has fucked me and come in my cunt. That's not really pussy. It's not even really sex with women. That's more like cocksucking. A freshly fucked and sloppy wet cunt brimming with a real man's cum is not pussy. It's really cock. Think about it. The only time you'll be allowed to lick or kiss my pussy will be after I've been fucked by another man. A better man. More masculine and handsome. A man who is superior to you in every way. Those men get to fuck your wife while you're denied pussy completely. Except for the well-fucked, dirty, and cummed-in pussy of your wife. After she's been faithless to you. After I've cuckolded you with other men. You will be trained to love cocks and to not want or even like pussy at all. Here's how we'll do it. Before I go out on a date with a handsome real man, I'll have your hands cuffed behind your back. Then I'll allow you to put your face in between my legs so you can get a look at my pussy. And smell it, too. No tasting, but you will get the pleasure of seeing and smelling a nice, clean pussy. All ready to be loved and fucked, but never by you. Fucked and enjoyed by other men. Not fucked by you. No fucking way. You will never get to fuck me or any other women. Most of the time, it won't even be my bare pussy. You might enjoy that too much. I will usually have my wet little cunt covered by panties or pantyhose. But you will be able to see at least the outline of my pussy. And you'll be able to smell it. But no touching, kissing, tonguing, or contact of any kind. Not with a clean pussy. We'll talk more about dirty, sloppy, used, and fucked pussy in a minute. But with clean pussy, all you get is some extreme teasing. It will get you so excited. But you will be denied in that cock cage under your women's underwear. And no pleasure from my wonderful clean pussy. That's because while you enjoy the sight and smell of your wife's cunt, I will be kicking you in the balls, and on that cock cage too, to cause you a lot of pain. I will occasionally slap your face really hard too. And sometimes, I'll make you take your face out of my crotch to spank and paddle your ass, or use the riding crop on your balls. Once you're sobbing in pain, I'll put you back between my thighs to smell my cunt. Maybe we'll start with my panty or pantyhose-covered pussy. Then a severe punishment session, leaving you sobbing and crying. And then back between my legs to see and smell, but never taste or touch, my bare, wet pussy. You'll associate my panty crotch and pantyhose-covered cunt with pain. And then my bare, wet pussy with even more pain. I'll especially punish you really hard and nasty if you actually touch your mouth or tongue to my cunt, or even my panties or sheer pantyhose. I may even let you once in a while, even if only when I have panties on or pantyhose, just so I can use that as an excuse to really make you sob and cry with pain. Associating that pain with the taste of my wet panties or pussy. You'll get to sniff and see my pussy, but no pleasure, only pain. I will be calling you all sorts of names and humiliating you while you smell and look at my cunt. Soon you will associate the sight and smell of a beautiful pussy or the crotch of my panties or my sexy pantyhose with only pain and humiliation. Whenever you see my pussy or me in panties or pantyhose, your little balls will hurt and your little dick will shrink inside that cock cage. And given the punishment you will get if you actually lick my pussy or touch it with your mouth, the taste of pussy, and soon even the very thought of pussy, will make you cringe. With your balls shrinking and your little dick shriveling up to nothing in that cock cage. From time to time, I may also show you some sexy female porn and punish you while you look at it. Think about looking at beautiful women in sexy underwear ads for bras and panties, girdles and slips, nylons and lingerie, the kind I know you like to jerk off to, and being punished, spanked, paddled, whipped and slapped while you do it. Your little dick will start to get hard in that cock cage. You'll start to enjoy looking at pictures or videos. And then I'll steal your pleasure by inflicting pain on you. Soon you won't be able to even get excited or hard looking at women. Then I'll take it up a notch to gorgeous women getting fucked by real men. They'll be dressed in the kind of underwear and lingerie that you love looking at. As they take huge cocks and suck and fuck them. You'll even be jealous of them, and you'll get so turned on. But while you're watching, I will be paddling your ass or hitting your balls with a riding crop. Or kicking your caged little dick or slapping your face. I might even have you in a collar and leash while you look at women and pull it tight enough that it almost makes you pass out. All the while you're looking at women, I'll be telling you how you don't like women. You don't want women. You can't get turned on by women. And I'll be making you suffer and cry in pain and humiliation. You will begin to accept what I tell you. You don't want pussy. You want men, real men. You want cocks and balls. You want to submit to real men and suck their cocks. Sucking them off and swallowing their real masculine and very large loads of hot, wet, white, gooey cum. In your mouth and down your slutty throat. You'll be looking at women, but I'll be making you think all about cocks and how much better they are and how much more you want them than women and pussy. You will soon associate looking at women or pussy with pain and humiliation. That's right. It'll be so simple. Pussy will equal pain for you. Women will mean humiliation. It won't be long before the sight, smell, taste, or even thought of a pussy is a real turnoff for you. You'll see a pussy, and you'll want to cry. Just the sight of a woman in any kind of sexy attire, even skirts, dressed in blouses, will make you feel like you want to run and hide to avoid the shame and pain and humiliation you will have learned to associate with women and their bodies, especially tits and pussies. And all the time I'm making you associate women and pussy with pain and shame, I'll be fucking and enjoying sex with real men. I will be dating and fucking one handsome man after another. And you will not say a single word about it. You will meekly accept it. In fact, I'll bring men home to see you and humiliate you. I'll even fuck them right in front of you. But you will know that after I come home from my dates, or after a real man has fucked me in front of you, you will be made to suck all the sperm and cum out of my cunt. Oh, I know, I said no more pussy, but this will be pussy full of a man's sperm. You will get to put your tongue on or in my bare pussy, but only when it's full of a better man's real masculine cum. You'll get pussy, but only after another man has fucked it and come inside it or on it. So yummy, right? Well, your pleasure at licking my sloppy, well-fucked pussy will be short-lived. As soon as you have licked up and swallowed the other man's cum, or most of it, I will stop you before you begin tasting pussy without a sloppy wad of cum all over it. You get to suck men's cum out of my cunt. But just until you have a mouthful or two of their hot cum. And then you will be stopped before you begin to taste pussy without another man's cum as a dominant taste. Any taste of pussy you get will be completely overwhelmed by the taste of a man's huge cum loads. When you kneel before me and put your face between my legs to lick and clean a real man's cum out of your wife's well-fucked pussy, you won't be allowed any pleasure. No. All you will know is the taste of men's cum in your mouth. As soon as most of the cum is gone, you will just barely start to taste pussy, and then you will be denied any further contact. So, it'll really still be more like sucking cock, not pussy. Remember, I'm training you to love cock and to fear pussy. You'll crave cock, but the sight, or even the thought of pussy, will make you soft and weak, docile and submissive, and terrified of the pain you will have learned to associate with women's pussies. Soon, you won't want pussy at all. You will be afraid of pussy. I'll have you so submissive, you will accept anything I want to do. And you will obey any order I give you, no matter how unpleasant or frightening it may be. You won't dare question me. You will just submit and obey. After you've sucked most of a man's sloppy wet load out of my cunt, I probably won't punish you at all. Or maybe just a bit. If I think you got more than just a hint of pussy mixed with the sperm you licked up and swallowed, even then, it certainly won't be as severely as I spank and whip you when I let you smell my clean pussy before another man has fucked it. So clean pussy means a lot of pain. Well-fucked pussy means no pain. Or, if you get to the point where I think you might be tasting my cunt in addition to another man's sperm, a little bit of pain. But pussy does not mean pleasure either. Pussy means either pain or suffering, or at the very least, the humiliation of seeing another man fuck your wife, or knowing that another man did, and then the only hint of my pussy you will get is sucking up another man's load and swallowing it in total degradation and humiliation. You will be so fucking ashamed. How could you not be? Dressed in women's underwear, with your cock locked in a cage, and slurping up another man's load of cum out of your wife's pussy. After she fucked that man and completely humiliated you with it. But no coming with me at all. Never again. And not with any other women. No sex with women. Not even jerking off to women. No tits. No ass. And no pussy. No coming with women. After a while, just the thought of pussy will remind you of pain. Even seeing a fully dressed and sexy woman will have you recoiling in fear and pain and humiliation. But it's not all that bad. You do get to have a sex life, just not with me, and not with women. That's right, you do get to have a sex life, but for your sex life, you'll be serving real men. That's right, you heard me. I don't want to see the fact that I now have you all feminized and submissive go to waste. No way. We need to let men enjoy and use you. You need to experience total submission to men as often as possible. Not only that, but we are going to train and condition you to want it, to love it, and to beg for it. From now on, every day, and sometimes more often, you'll be sucking a fake cock and looking at videos of men coming and shooting. Big, hot, white loads of real man cum. And you will be allowed to cum while you do that. You'll have to do it while dressed like a little lady, with a bra and panties or panty girdle, nylons and heels, a blonde wig, and full makeup with cocksucker red lipstick. You might be in a sexy white slip, or even a skirt, and a sheer blouse. But you will always be cross-dressed, feminized, chastised, and humiliated. As you look at videos of handsome men shooting huge wads of sticky white cum and goo. But no jerking off like men usually do. No jerking like a real man, and no coming like a real man either. That's not for you. You'll come like a girl, like a little sissy. You'll have to come with a vibrator, and you will be locked in your cage while you do it. So it will be really painful, but you do get to come. That's right, you get to come, but only with the cock cage on. It will be so tight, made of cold, hard metal. The one we have you locked in is just the right size, slightly too small. When your little dick expands to come, it will be painful. Coming will hurt. But at least you get to come. The cage will cut into your sensitive skin, and it'll be really painful, but you will come anyway. You will be holding a vibrator against your cock cage, with it outside your lady's underwear, so that you can catch and eat your cum every time. When you come, sucking a fake cock and looking at the substantial cocks of real men shooting their sperm for the camera, you will wipe your disgusting little wad all over the cock you were sucking and lick it all up. Still looking at the videos of men that made you come, training you to associate cocks and cum with coming. With videos of real men's cocks, and with being humiliated in women's underwear. You can come looking at men's hard cocks and cum loads shooting out, with a large fake cock in your mouth and a vibrator on your cock cage. Your little dick will swell and get as hard as it ever can, and the cock cage will pinch and hurt it. You'll feel the shame and humiliation of being in a brassiere and panty girdle or other women's underwear or foundation garments. You'll feel the degradation of having to suck a large fake but quite realistic cock as you look at men's hard cocks. Cocks so much bigger and better than yours. Cocks that shoot huge loads of yummy white sperm for the camera. Real men, honey. Better men. Superior men. You'll be so disgusted with yourself doing that, and knowing you will come doing that. But you will be learning to want to do it over and over again. So, you'll come, but all humiliated and degraded by sucking a cock and coming while cross-dressed and looking at cocks. It'll hurt, and it will be humiliating, but you'll come to cocks. You will hate yourself for what you've become, but you will beg to do it. That's right. You will be getting your little cock hard for other cocks. Bigger and better cocks. Super hard cocks. Superior cocks. You'll get all horny looking at handsome masculine men without a woman in sight. Staring at the cocks and balls of masculine, handsome, and better men. Learning to get your little dick hard for cock. You will get hard looking at cocks. Not pussy, not women, but men and their cocks. Learning to come to cock. Associating the sight of real men with hard cocks and cum loads shooting out with your pathetic and humiliated pleasure. What a fucking little sissy. You'll come knowing how much the cage will hurt, but wanting to come and needing to come. You will also come knowing that you have to catch every drop of your pathetic little load that oozes out the end of your cock cage. And then you will obediently lick it and eat it all up. You'll come in your hand and wipe it on the cock you sucked to make you come, and then lick it all up. Then, once I have you begging me to let you come well dressed in a bra and panty girdle, in women's underwear, I'll know that you are submitting to my new lifestyle for you. Once that you accept that you can come while sucking a cock and looking at men, that, in fact, will make you come. You'll be ready for more. Once you admit to yourself that men make you come, then you can get hard for men and cock. We will move on with my plans. And what are my plans? I think you have a pretty good idea. Or are you that fucking stupid? You know that I have a lot of gay male friends. Young, good-looking, and horny. I've approached a few, and they have agreed to help me out with my little project of training and molding my submissive, pathetic little hubby into the perfect little sissy cocksucker. We're going to have a training session for you every day. That's right. But it's good news, because you're going to be allowed to come every day as part of your training. We'll switch you from videos of superior masculine men to the real thing. You'll make the transition from a fake cock to a real cock. And you'll be ready to suck the real thing, since you will have so much practice and conditioning. You will be submitting to and serving a variety of good-looking male sex gods. Handsome men, model material. Some are white, some are black, some are actors or stuntmen, and some are bodybuilders. Each day, one of my gay male friends is going to come over to our place. I'll put you in our spare bedroom, and you will just wait there for them to come in and use you. I won't be watching, so there will be no women involved. No female dominance making you do it. No humiliation by being made to suck a cock in front of your wife. You will be all alone with just a man, and you will have all kinds of sex with him. No pussy. It will be just you and the men. I said men, because there's going to be quite a number. Usually one at a time, but some days more than one will be using you. You'll be dressed in your bra and panty girdle, or other women's lingerie and underwear, so feminine and so submissive, in front of real men. Imagine that, wearing that tight white panty girdle in front of a real masculine man, showing a real man your bra. He may even snap the elastic to tease and degrade you. You may have to wear slips or other lingerie. You may even have to wear a sheer blouse and tight skirt. And then do a sexy striptease for the men. No matter what, you will be wearing women's underwear and ladies' foundation garments in front of men. as you submit to them as their sex slave. Lots of men. You'll be waiting in our spare bedroom for a hunk of a man to walk through the door and use you like a little slut. You will submit to anything the men want. Think about it. You're scared, aren't you? Does the thought of being with a man scare you? Too bad. You'll just do as you're told. Just picture it. On your knees, wearing a woman's brassiere in front of a man. Dressed in a lady's panty girdle, like a little lingerie model, submitting to a man. You'll do anything the men want. Anything, honey. That's right. The men will know that you are their complete sissy slave girl, ready to submit to any perverted or sick desire they have. And you will do so without question. And better for you, you won't be wearing your cock cage. That's right. Your little dick will be free to grow and get hard, or at least as hard as it gets, but only with men. Oh, but don't get too excited. Before the men go in to see you, I will give them the key to your cock cage. They will know that they can make you grovel and beg for them to let you be unlocked. They will also know that they can deny you. It's up to them. But I will tell them that you should get to come at least once in a while to condition you to love sucking cock. You'll be begging men to let you unlock your caged-up little cock. How humiliating will that be? You'll have to admit that you want to have access to your cock while you're with a man. If the men let you unlock the cage will still be there in the room. And the men will know that part of their job is to be sure you lock yourself back up in the cage when they're finished using you. Before they leave, they will be sure that you lock yourself up. Then they will take the key away with them when they're done and give it to me afterwards. You better hope they don't lose the key. The men will know they can do anything they like to you, and I do mean anything. They may want to kiss you and neck with you. Think about necking and kissing a real man, like a little girl in high school. Your lipstick will get all over their mouths, or their necks, or anywhere else you deliver your feminine little kisses. Think about a real man's tongue sliding in and out of your mouth. You'll learn to love it. Especially if you're unlocked while it happens. Your little cock, hard and free and unlocked. Getting so horny kissing and necking a real man. They may want you to touch them, and you will. Massaging their balls, jerking their cocks, even slipping your red-polished little fingers in their asses. Whatever they want, they get. They may want to touch you as well, playing with your sensitive nipples through your bra, gently massaging your little cock, or treating it roughly, jerking or pulling, or even spanking it however they like. These will be experienced and often kinky gay males. They will make you kneel and submit as they like. You will follow all of their orders, kissing and licking their asses, sucking and kissing and worshipping their manly balls. Whatever they like. And cock-sucking for sure. You will be sucking cock every day. And lots of different cocks. Anything they want, you will do. And without question or disobedience. If I hear you've misbehaved or argued or resisted, even if briefly or slightly, you will be severely punished, and not by me. You will be punished by the men. Imagine being on your knees as a real man paddles your ass, or uses my riding crop on your balls. As you feel the pain, you will feel the excitement of having his hard cock right in your face, maybe even in your mouth. Imagine that. You got a spanking from a man, and you sucked his cock and even kissed his mouth. Your face will be so red, and so will your little ass, showing right through the white elastic of your panty girdle. So exquisitely degrading, don't you think? They may even fuck you up your ass, too. They may want to do that while they kiss you. Imagine being fucked like a little girl with a hard cock sliding in and out of your ass, as a masculine tongue probes your slutty little mouth. So hot and humiliating. A man's hot cum load shooting in your ass while his tongue slides in and out of your mouth. The only restrictions that I put on the men are that they must finish up by coming in your mouth and making you swallow their cum. They must try to get you to come as well. And then make you eat your own cum right in front of them. I've also told them that they can't suck your little cock, but they can jerk it off if they want, or make you jerk it off. By the way, no condoms, ever. You will be with bare cocks, fucked by bare hard cocks, and sucking bare hard cocks. Licking up slimy pre-cum and swallowing loads of real men's hot, white, gooey cum. I've asked that they make it as degrading as possible. They will totally humiliate you. They may make you crawl and grovel before them, or strut around and put on a show in your high heels while they laugh at you and taunt you. Maybe even spanking your little sissy ass through that girdle or panties that you'll be wearing, or grabbing the back of your white bra to snap it and humiliate you. You will be so embarrassed, but no disobeying the men. Men may even put their fingers in your mouth to gag you a bit before replacing those fingers with their cocks. But you will learn to love it, because you get to come with real men. However, no matter how you come, you must eat your cum. You might come while a man kisses you. And wouldn't it make you so ashamed to have to admit that just kissing a real man made you come? You might even come while he fucks your slutty little ass and comes in it. Imagine that. Just the sensation of a cock sliding in and out of your ass could make you come. Wouldn't it be embarrassing if being fucked in your ass made you come without even touching your cock? How about if you weren't unlocked yet, and being ass-fucked made you come inside your cock cage, dribbling out a painful little load of your cum through the cage just because you have a real man's cock fucking your ass? So degrading. You would be so fucking ashamed. A man may even jerk you off and make you lick your cum out of his hand. Wouldn't you like that? Being jerked off by a man? Imagine being jerked off by a real man while he has your tongue in your mouth, coming in your hand, and then being made to lick and suck his hand and fingers clean. Or a man may make you jerk off in front of him while he humiliates you. You may have to come and eat your pathetic little wad after a man has shot a load in your mouth and made you swallow it. Or you may have to come first, eating your own cum, then sucking the man off, meaning you may be sucking cock and swallowing cum after you've already come. And if you come inside your panty girdle or panties, you will have to take them off and lick them clean in front of the man. And then put them back on as he laughs at you and humiliates you. Of course, it may not just be one man either. I might arrange for two or even more men to come into the room with you at the same time. You might be sucking cock while getting fucked in your ass. Or you might have two cocks in your face at the same time. So fucking degrading. What better way to put you in your place and completely enslave and break you than to have you submit to a gangbang with multiple men. You would never be able to look me in the eyes again. But of course, I want your gaze to always be downcast and submissive, so that's not a problem. But there is one thing I just love the thought of, and I think you will learn to love it too. I will tell the men my dream scenario is for you to be coming at the exact same time the man comes in your mouth. Just think about it. A real man coming in your mouth while you come in your hand. You'll suck and swallow the real man as you come, then lick your little shot of sissy spunk out of your hand right after you accept and swallow his huge wad of cum in your mouth. It's a side-by-side taste test. A real man's cum followed by your slutty sissy cum. You'll be painfully aware of how much more real cum men produce and how hard it shoots out compared to how you dribble a pathetically small little load. When the man comes in your mouth, you'll feel him grab the back of your head and thrust his cock deep in your mouth. It will swell up even bigger and pulse as he shoots wad after wad into your mouth. Spurt after fucking spurt. A real man can spurt over and over and shoot multiple gobs of hot, white, yummy, cummy in your mouth. You don't even spurt. You just dribble, and only a small bit of cum, too. So fucking degrading to realize just how inferior and submissive you truly are. And I will constantly remind you and make you admit it. Picture it. So yummy. A handsome hunk of a real masculine man, spurting his hot, wet, white wad of superior sperm and cum in your slutty red cocksucker mouth. At the same moment, you cum in your hand and then eat your own cum as well. I know that sounds difficult to time, but what I expect will actually happen is that the smell and taste of a real man starting to ejaculate in your mouth will trigger your own pathetic little orgasm. So you'll soon learn to cum when a real man comes. The feeling of a real man coming in your face and the taste of his cum as it fills your mouth. One big spurt after another. That will be the trigger to your pathetic little orgasm. You will come to sucking off men. Sucking a cock and swallowing cum will be what makes you cum. You will have to admit that you are just a fucking little sissy slut. Not even gay, but a fucking girl. Just a little girl sex slave for man after man and cock after cock. Wanting cock. Loving cock. Craving cock. Swallowing load after load of cum of better, superior, handsome men. And you'll be begging for it. You'll be on your knees with a masculine, handsome hunk of a man thrusting his substantial cock in and out of your mouth, holding your head while he does so. You'll feel his cock swell in your mouth and the first spurts of his cum, and that will be what makes you cum. You will come from being humiliated and degraded, from being sissified and cross-dressed, from wearing women's underwear, bras, panties, girdles, and slips, from being dominated and used by real men and sucking them off. You'll come from being a slut, from dressing like a slut, from submitting to men like a slut, from begging men to use you like a slut, and from men shooting their superior wads of sperm and cum in your mouth, just like they would do with any slut. Think about it. A real man's huge load filling your mouth. And the feeling of your own little dick shooting off in your hand right afterwards. You'll swallow his load first as your own little load finishes oozing out and then you'll lick up all of your load as well. And then, once you have eaten and swallowed his load and your little wad, and he is satisfied that you got it all, you will be immediately locking your shrinking little dick up right in front of the man who just used you. That's right. He'll be watching you as you lock your cock back in that cage and meekly hand him the key to give back to me. There will be so many men, and they're going to love using and abusing you. They can even punish you with my riding crop or paddle if they want. But the main event will always be them shooting hot, wet, white cum in your mouth, making you cum in your hand in response. And then swallowing both loads while they laugh at you and make you lock yourself back up in front of them. Soon, you will associate real men with being unlocked and being able to get hard. You will associate the taste of real men's cum with your pathetic little orgasms. You will be begging for it because it will be your only sexual outlet. No more women. And no more pussy. Except for when you get to lick and suck a real man's wad of cum out of my fucked, dirty, wet pussy. You will learn to love men. How they look. How they smell. How they feel. And how they taste. The taste of their asses. The taste of their mouths when they kiss you. And their balls when you lick and suck and worship them. But more than that, the taste of their hot, spunky cum loads in your slutty little mouth. Over and over. At least once a day, until you're fully trained. Loving it and begging for it. You may even fall in love with a man. Maybe one will be your boyfriend for a while. Would you like to go steady and suck off only one man every day? Or would you like to suck off lots of men? You know what? It doesn't really matter what you want. I don't care if you fall in love with a man. This is not about you. This is about training you to love men, to crave sucking cock, and to learn that you will soon only be able to come with a man. After a while, I bet the only way you'll be able to come will be when you have a masculine, handsome man shooting his cum in your slutty little red lipsticked mouth. You can't come without a man. You can't even come without a cock in your mouth. Once that happens, and it will, I will have completely broken you. Pretty soon, if I skip a day, you will become very unhappy, and you'll beg me to have a man come over to use and humiliate you so you can be unlocked and come. Once I have you begging for it, and believe me, you will beg, I may start not letting you do it every day. Soon it may be a week or more before I let you do it, even though you'll be begging for it every day. Then it might be a month or more. You will be so horny and denied, but craving men and their cocks. It may be days or weeks before I grant you the pleasure of sucking off a man and coming. And then, one day, probably not even that long from now, I may decide that you should be fully denied forever. You will have become a complete little cocksucker, not a real man at all. You won't want pussy anymore. I won't hear you complaining about no pussy. But you will be begging for cock. At that point, I will have succeeded in my goal. You will be a complete cock slave and panty slut, wanting only men, so you will no longer deserve to come at all. I don't get anything out of you coming with men, except the satisfaction of knowing I have completely put you in your place and broken you. I will have taken your manhood away and robbed you of any desire for women or pussy ever again. I will have reprogrammed you to want only men and to crave kissing and licking balls and men's asses, and sucking off real men. You won't be able to come without a real man shooting his fucking load of white sperm in your slutty mouth. Nothing else will make you come. So pathetic. So fucking degrading. You will be so fucking ashamed. And then, that's when I will permanently deny you. That's right. I may never unlock you after that. I may not even let you suck another cock. Because you will have proven that you like it too much. I may not let you clean my pussy after sex with other men either. Because you may still like that too. Even if I've conditioned you not to. I don't need any of this shit that you are learning to love and crave. So why would I even give a fuck about your pleasure once you are totally submissive and degraded? My end goal is that I want to make you completely submissive and obedient. So you can focus on just being my little maid, cleaning the house, doing the dishes, doing all the shopping in your sheer blouses with your bra showing through, and your tight pencil skirts with high heels, walking around the mall, making a nice swooshy-wooshy sound with your nylons and panty girdle, buying anything on my shopping list, and submitting to my every desire. Sometimes my desire may involve some form of humiliating sex for you, but often it won't. I may just want you to do the dishes, or hand wash my panties and bras. You will be nothing more than my little maid. Fuck, I'm going to love this lifestyle.